Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org, for Monday, November 3, 2008. The Israeli military invaded this morning the Al-Farah refugee camp in the West Bank, wounding 4 residents, including a senior woman. Meanwhile, Palestinian factions are set to head for Cairo to attend a national unity conference. This news and more coming up. Stay tuned. Early this morning, at least 40 Israeli armored vehicles invaded the Al-Farah refugee camp near the West Bank city of Tubas, wounding 4 residents, including an elderly woman. Witnesses said that the Israeli soldiers have been deployed in the camp, firing gas canisters and ransacking homes, causing the suffocation of an elderly woman while at her house. The soldiers were reportedly shot and wounded the 3 residents, 3 other residents, Palestinian media sources said. Palestinian governor of Tubas, Samim Salam, decried the Israeli invasion as an attempt by the Israeli military occupation to sabotage the Palestinian Authority's security services' actions for security and order across the West Bank. In the Gaza Strip, sources at the Hamas party believe that upcoming national unity talks in Cairo cannot succeed unless the political arrests by Fatah Allied security forces against Hamas members and supporters in the West Bank come to a halt. Hamas's spokesperson Ismail Ridwan believed that the security coordination between the Fatah-linked Palestinian security services and Israel will overshadow the upcoming dialogue. In the meantime, King of Jordan Abdullah II urged both Fatah and Hamas to end their division and come out with a national unity government during the next Sunday's conference for national unity sponsored by Egypt. In another news, a delegation of 8 European lawmakers managed to visit the Gaza Strip on Monday after they were denied access via Egypt-controlled terminal crossing of Rafah on southern Gaza-Egypt border lines earlier this week. Israel has placed the Gaza Strip under a crippling border crossing closure since June 2007 after Hamas seized control of the region. Since then, both Hamas and Fatah parties have been at odds, with Hamas having its own government in Gaza and Fatah establishing its own rule in the West Bank. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mirari and Hassan Qudsis.